You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey guys, welcome back to Put a Sock in It. Paul hated our beanbags. That's how we're going to start this episode. You would think the two greatest TikTok stars would have a little more budget, huh?
Just a little bit.
A little bit. Blame bit. Noah.
I thought maybe Noah. Like a nice leather chair, you know?
Oh, okay.
That
like,
is true.
Maybe like I could like swirl around in it.
Get him a throne.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
throne. I kind of want to invest in that. Have you guys ever seen the waterbeds?
I love
waterbeds. Have you slept in one?
I've always wanted one as a kid, and my mom never let me got one. Wow. So, or get one.
That's unfortunate. I'm sorry.
It's fine. She's awesome.
But shout out to Paul's mom.
Yeah, you know, I always dreamed about it, but I think she made the smart choice because
I'm not letting you have one.
I feel like I would have
definitely had some back problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're very, very.
Yeah, you know, I already had him. I need this chair for it.
Well, that's a great way to intro Paul. So, if you guys don't know who Paul is, this is Paul, everyone. He's from one of the most iconic shows in my book, personally. I'm a huge fan. I will say that I love me some Zoey 101. It kind of shaped me into the person I am, in my gay awakening. Logan. Logan was insane. Missing him. Hope he's doing well, Logan. My DMs are open. Hit me up.
I'll give you his number after the show.
Don't tell me that.
Don't get him excited.
Don't tell me that, bitch, because I'm going to keep you on that one. Give a little intro. Tell the people what do you always say when we have guests? It's like,
Okay. So, how would you introduce yourself to someone that has no idea who you are?
I'm kind of low key. I think I would just say my name. I'd just be like, hi, I'm Paul Butcher. And then I'd hope that they knew me, or maybe I don't really care, but I don't think I'd go out of my way to say anything.
All right, let's say.
Kind of like the mystery of it.
Okay. I'm Noah Beck. You would say, hi, I'm Paul Butcher.
I'm Paul Butcher.
What do you do?
I would assume you know me.
Of course I do. But let's say, like, hypothetically, I don't. Yeah. What do you do?
I would say I'm an actor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would
or
say
a
porn
singer.
Star.
But a porn star.
That's a great conversation starter.
I would just switch it up on you. Oh yeah, I'm a porn star. What about you?
Porn star.
Yeah.
Literally.
Collab.
A porn star too? Oh.
Link
no.
me.
Where are you from?
I'm from Malibu.
Malibu.
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Wait, that's
sick.
Hold on. Let's loop that back. You live in Malibu. Guess what else is in Malibu?
Who?
Isn't that fucking school in Malibu?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We filmed like 5 minutes from my house.
PCA. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, that is
really
actually
nice.
Perfect.
That's so nice.
I'm pissed.
Yeah, super nice.
Wait, okay. This is going to sound a little crazy.
Okay.
But just like, let's just tell them now that you're an Aquarius,
yeah.
First of all.
Okay, yeah, I'm an Aquarius.
Yes.
As an Aquarius. An Aries moon.
Damn. I want to be like one of those bitches that's like, oh my God, the reason why you're gaslighting is because your moon is in Saturn, like third degree. Like, I could see it. But okay, so you're an Aquarius, yeah. Right? And I've always had this question about Aquarius men because my best friend Ila is an Aquarius and I don't want to be that zodiac sign bitch. But why are y'all so nonchalant? What's up with that?
I don't know. I like to go with the flow generally. And just,
they
you know,
always say this. They always say this.
I like to observe people and I just think everyone's really interesting. And yeah, but then with my Aries moon, like if you wrong me, it's over. I will go off.
Define
like,
over.
I just won't take people's shit. Like, can I swear on the show?
Yeah. He's done it like 10 times already.
You're talking to.
I wore a parental advisory shirt just in case. But I don't know. I give everyone the benefit of the doubt. I like to have fun. I don't want to take life too seriously. I want to enjoy everything.
It's not. It really isn't. I try to like.
Unless you're like actively hurting someone's feelings or them, like. Then there's no problem.
100%. See, we're here.
Yeah.
Even though you're an Aquarius, Aries, moon. We're here.
I got you.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, so Paul, this is your first podcast, right?
It's my first unscripted podcast. So okay. I've done like scripted, like kind of like TV show type podcasts. But this is the first one that is like interview style that I have no script for.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Are you nervous?
I'd say like a drop nervous.
Okay, well, just to kind of ease your nerves, I think Larry and I are the last people you should be nervous around in terms of like grilling you.
Cool.
Or like for any. We are.
What if I like to be grilled?
Oh.
I love white people. Y'all are so silly. So because y'all are talking, he goes, oh, sick.
I was cool. I didn't know. I didn't like a scripted podcast.
I literally feel like I'm watching like Grey's Anatomy right now.
We should try that. We should do a scripted.
That's a great show. Didn't it win awards?
I never watched it because like, why the fuck is there 14 seasons?
What are you saying?
Grey's Anatomy is one of like the best shows.
I'm not here to like, sorry to the community. I just never watched it. I want it to be different. You know, I want to be that girl that's like, oh my God, I've never seen it.
We should try a scripted podcast. Imagine a scripted put a sock in it.
Oh, we should.
That'd be so funny.
What if this is a one right now?
That'd be funny.
Yeah, what if? What if this is one?
I'm breaking the fourth wall. Is it third wall?
Fourth.
I see. I know my fucking shit. Yeah. Okay, back to what you were saying to like the whole being nervous thing.
Yeah.
I have this thing where like when people don't know me, I'm more comfortable. But when people know me, I'm like a little bit like
on
from
edge.
The internet. Does that make? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, let's say you introduce yourself to me, right? And I was like, oh, I totally know you. Like, you're Zoe 101.
Yeah.
Zoe's brother, yes. Mm-hmm. But then if you're like Paul, and I'm like, I'm Larry, like, nice to meet you. Like, what do you do? Don't you feel more comfortable when you're talking to them? Or is that a me thing?
Yeah, I mean, for me, because I, you know, I started acting so young, and it was like such a, like a big show. Not that I like assume everyone like knows, because they don't, mm-hmm. but just like, I don't care about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like, whether they know me or not, I just kind of like, I also went to like regular school, regular college. So I feel like I, yeah, I don't know. I just kind of see myself as normal.
Okay.
Just love that. Do you have, like, what's your family like?
Awesome. My mom and dad are great. My dad was a professional football player.
Like American football?
Yeah, like in the NFL. Sick. Yeah, he played for the Raiders, Panthers, Colts, Lions, and Rams.
Oh my God, that's dope. What position did he play?
Linebacker.
Wow.
Yeah, he's
big dude?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. yeah, and then my mom, she owned a furniture store, and she's just amazing.
Yeah, that's so cute.
So cool. Do you have any siblings?
No, I just have dogs.
Gotcha, okay. How many dogs?
Well, I had three at one point, and then sadly they passed away, and now we have two.
Like a speed round. Yeah. Jesus, I feel like I'm on
Larry has like five dogs.
I know, I saw. Yeah. It was so
he's got
happy.
A lot of dogs.
I get a dog every time I'm depressed. I'm not kidding.
That's a good coping mechanism. Yeah, it really is. I like that.
You want to know something really funny?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was very inspired to be like an actor for Disney or like Nickelodeon.
I could see it.
You can see it, right?
I could see
it's giving, yeah. Like, it's not giving, it's giving Hannah Montana.
That's my favorite one. I'm a diehard Miley fan. Like,
see, we're
so.
Here. We're connected. And I tried to audition, right?
Yeah.
For a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. Okay, two. I'm not gonna lie.
Did you actually?
Which ones?
Yeah. When I was like eight, I went to like audition tape things. So there's lines outside and I would have to like go inside, and I remember this was my first one, no acting background at all, and there was like a group of people like in the audience, and then I was like have to do, like fill my tape in front of them. I was shook.
That's scary.
I was shook. I didn't know what to do. How did you get into acting? Because when I tried to do it, it did not work out well.
I think my story is so boring. Like so my dad was a professional football player.
Right.
And he put me in sports all the time, and I was always like, he put me in soccer, and I'd be like, no, they're kicking me. Like, I just didn't like sports. Gotcha. And then I was like, I want to be in the TV. And he's like, no. I was like, I really want to be in the TV. And then one of his, like, football player friends was like, well, if you want to play football really bad, wouldn't you let him? And he was like, yeah. And so he let me, and then my mom and him kind of just, like, sent my picture to agencies, and then I got an agent.
Dude, like, that's a bad bitch.
And then, then they got me auditions, and then I booked them.
Oh, wait, is Zoe 101 your first ever show?
No, I did like That 70s Show before The Parkers.
So cool.
I did.
Oh my God. Wait, you're insane.
What's a Rascal Flatts music video.
Oh, cool.
I stuck my tongue out.
Nice. That's
so I was cool. Really embarrassed though. Like when I saw it back, I was like, I didn't do that. They CGI'd that. And I was like, you did it. I was like, no way. I wouldn't stick my tongue out because it was like all improv. But now looking back, I'm like, that's so cute. Why did I care?
Yeah.
Huh.
I've always had this question too. I'm sorry they were grilling you so hard. It's
no,
just
I'm,
kind of
I'm
a
down.
Yeah, it's like a, I'm super fascinated by your industry or your time in the industry of like Zoe 101 stuff. So you know how like me and Noah, we do TikToks and we go to like these like TikTok parties with just our friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Back in like, you know, when you're filming like for the Disney Channel or Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon. Everyone did you guys have
that.
Like
technically I guess I didn't know this either, but a lot of people would come up to me like, I loved you on Disney. And I was like, what is with everyone? Doing
yeah,
this? But
I
guess
confused
in
a lot
like
too.
Other countries and stuff, Nickelodeon was on Disney Channel, like the shows.
Interesting.
That's
so,
very interesting.
Guess, fun fact.
Yeah. Fun fact. Maybe it's both, but
that's a huge fact.
Yeah.
Okay. How do I, I'm trying to think of like, the best.
Did
way
y'all party
this.
Together?
Like, they're all, actors and actresses. Like, did you guys party with the Disney Channel stars? Like, was it like a
crossover? Oh, was it like a rivalry?
There was a little weird rivalry, like, a little bit, but not like anything serious. Miley said, ugh. Miley was my favorite. I actually, like, she's so nice and just very cool. But, we didn't, like, party. I mean, I was, like, 10 to 15, so I didn't even start drinking until I, like, got to college.
Gotcha.
And, but, there was, like, one party in particular I remember that was, like, this, like, young Hollywood party, and it was, like, everyone you can imagine, like, Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus, the Sprouse Twins.
That's insane.
Like, everyone from Nickelodeon.
That's so cool.
Miranda, Jeanette. Like, everyone. It was just, like, this one. I remember specifically, for some reason, seeing Selena Gomez. I think it's because she was, like, way shorter than I expected. But everyone was very nice.
Was it giving house party, or was it giving, like, club?
It was giving her a club, I think. Yeah.
See, I would kill. Too. Yeah. I would pay $1 million to just go back in time.
Yeah.
What was the dynamic like with your relationship with, like, the older, like, were you more of, like, a younger brother type?
Yeah, it's really weird. So, like, everyone wasn't that older than me. Like, Victoria's only a year older than me. Now it's cool. Me and Victoria hang all the time. Now it's great. We went to a festival together. It was
awesome. And when you said Victoria Justice. Yeah. Gotcha.
But at the time, I think I was definitely more, like, little brother vibes, even though they weren't that much older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you did look a baby.
I looked so
young. You gave baby.
Yeah.
But look at you now. You still look young. You look like you're 17.
I try. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a crush, like, when you were at that age?
My first crush was Miranda Cosgrove.
Okay.
It was really weird. I had booked Zoe, but we hadn't started filming yet. And I was just at an audition, like a commercial audition.
Okay.
And she walks in and, like, sits next to me. And I just, like, remember, like, all my breath. Like, and I was like, oh, my God, she's so pretty.
Yeah.
Like, as, like, a 10-year-old does, I guess. I don't know. And then I was like, I remember specifically she had, like, cowboy boots on, and I was like, I really like your boots. And she's like, thanks. I was like, I'm going to be on Nickelodeon, too. And she was, I don't know if she believed me. But then,
I swear.
Yeah. But then we talked, like, for, like, 30 minutes because we waited forever for that audition. And
that's so cool. How old was she at this time?
I think she was, like, 12 or like right around my age. I think she's only a year older than me, so maybe like 11.
Like, y'all were children. Like, that's like an actual, like,
literal baby.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things growing up, and, like, I vividly remember so many different, like, episodes and, like, shows having these crossovers of, like, for example, Drake and Josh, and, like, that whole thing. They would, like, you would see them in an episode of so and so.
Yeah, or Drake did an episode of Zoe 101.
That's so
and
cool.
And so did Miranda, actually. And Jeanette. They all did.
Yeah. Well, like, I swear, like, the whole crossover was so cool. And, like, you would see it over in Disney as well, like, when they did, like, Sweet Life on Deck.
Yeah, that's
like,
the one all I
like, Exactly. That one's, like, iconic.
Yeah.
But what was that like? Like, having, because obviously, I'm assuming you were, like, a consumer of their shows as well, right? Like,
Yeah, I really liked it. I really liked the Amanda show.
Okay.
She never came on our show. So I don't know if I ever met her.
Miss Amanda Bynes?
Yeah, Miss Amanda. She's a queen. Yeah, she was very cool at the time. But yeah, a lot of people, I really liked the Drake episode. Drake was very cool at the time. He was, like, so fun, and he sang in the episode, so he did, like, a whole thing, and he, like, brought me up on stage, and I sang with him, and it was really fun.
That's so cool.
Even though in the episode I'm not singing with him, but at the time he was just like, come on, and I was like, oh, this is so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you also mentioned, like, filming with, like, Jeanette McCurdy and all that stuff. She was your girlfriend in the episode of Zoe 101, right?
Yes.
What was that like?
It's crazy, because me and Jeanette have this, like, weird thing where we've worked together on, like, probably 4 or 5 projects by complete randomness. So before she even was my girlfriend on the show, one of my first things I did was Hollywood Homicide with Josh Hartnett and Harrison Ford.
Okay, wow.
And she was, like, my sister in that.
Sick.
So then all of a sudden, I, like, come to send, like, your girlfriend's Jeanette. I was like, oh my God, this is so weird. I was like, what? This is crazy. And then, I mean, it was, she's amazing. Like, she's so nice.
That's so cool.
And so it was really great. I also had a crush on her, I liked both the girls from the show. But yeah, she was meant to kiss me on the cheek, and I turned my head and kissed her on the lips, and they used it.
No way!
Yeah, so, like, in the show, we kiss on the lips, but
that was your improv.
It was supposed, like, the script said kiss on the cheek, and I turned and she landed it, and I was like, yes.
how did
when that happened, do you remember like how the producers, directors, even how she reacted? Like, what was that like?
I mean, everyone kept character. I mean, we're super young, and I don't think they even said anything. I think she, at the end, she was like, "Oh, Paul," but like it was like harmless and
Something Dustin would do.
Yeah,
to
it's
be
a
fair.
Very Dustin move, and I think that's why they kept it
in character.
Yeah, it just worked.
That's so funny.
I think I was a script editor at that point. I was like, no one wants a kiss on the cheek. They want a real kiss. She's my girlfriend. She's the bad girl. She ain't gonna kiss me on the cheek.
How often do people kind of, not break character, but kind of go off script and do some improvising? Like, how often does that happen? Especially as like child actors.
Yeah,
like,
I think pretty often. I mean, unless you have like a really strict director, I guess, then you can kind of like gauge like the mood. Like when you've been on a show for like 4 years or like even like for weeks, and if it's the first season, it's just a couple episodes, you like get really comfortable with everyone.
Right.
And it's silly. And like, we would literally like, people are acting, and it's like, now that I'm older, I realize it's like a real job, but like, we would like try to like make them break character. Like, they'd be like,
that's so
like
funny,
trying to tear up or something, and we'd be like trying to literally trying to make them break, and be like, just stop it. And like, the director can't really see you if you're not on camera, so everyone kind of just messes with each other. But you have to have like a fun set. Like, obviously there's times where it's like really serious,
right,
they really want to take it serious, especially when you get older, like my age. But back then,
it was harmless.
And especially if you're filming like a comedy, like if you're doing like Bridesmaids or something, I guarantee the whole time they're just like making shit up,
right,
and laughing and like coming up with things on the spot.
Yeah That's awesome.
Yeah, I'd say less with drama. Like if you're doing like Without a Trace or like Criminal Minds, there's like not much room to like do something like out of the box, unless you're playing like a crazy person. But as far as comedy, I feel like you can do whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wait, so what's like a normal day filming back then when you had school and stuff?
Because
that's probably like so much on just a kid.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that bad. We filmed majority in the summer, so I was off. But I did other projects, like other shows and stuff during the school year. My school was really cool. They worked with me. But basically back then, when you film on set and you are like a minor in school, that you have to do, I think it's 6 hours, maybe it's 8, I can't really remember, of school on set. So like right when they say cut, they like, all right, take them to school, and you like, and there's a school trailer and you have to do your work.
That had to have been a lot. That had to have been exhausting.
I mean, yeah, we just, I feel like we didn't really do our work. We did. I mean, I had to get it done for the school eventually. But like, we would just, we're like in a small trailer, so we're just like constantly making pranks on each other. Like Logan or Matthew, we would like, he loved coffee, and we would just secretly practically every day like try to figure out how we can put as much nasty things in his coffee without him realizing. So we just like put Tabasco and like anchovies and all this stuff, and it'd be hidden, and then he'd take a sip in the train, and everyone thought it was so funny.
That makes me want to go back to being a kid. Jesus.
I'll do it to you sometime.
Oh yeah, oh my god.
Bring back the youth.
Let's do it. No,
please don't.
Oh my god, wait.
What about when you were filming during like school time? Like you said, you still filmed. Like, what would that be like? You'd go to school and then, like right after, they take you to set.
Yeah, so I'd go to like regular school, and then like obviously we'd know like, oh, the week of or this month or whatever you're filming, and so I let the school know, and then the teachers and everything, they were really cool. They would like prepare their like syllabus for me and give me the work.
That's
to do.
So cool.
And then I would just
kind of work around you.
Do it. I went to like a. Basically, like school, like X-Men school. So it was like, I went to school with like Bella and Gigi Hadid and Josie Canseco and like Will Smith.
What?
Will Smith's kid, Trey Smith, and Trevor Gretzky. And it was just like this school.
What
it was,
school is this?
Oaks Christian in Thousand Oaks.
Is it a private school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, so what? I mean, that kind of rebutted my next question. I was gonna say, like, so what was it like how did the other kids treat you like as like a child actor, but when you're going to school?
It was like totally normal. I like feel
gotcha.
Like when I went to school, like I mean, people did care, but like some people were weird. But
was it competitive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like, say it was,
because I mean, as kids, like you I feel like you immediately have this like nature of being kind of like,
yeah,
you know, like, I'm doing this, like, what do you do? Like, that kind of thing, rather than being, like, super supportive of each other. You're not really at that.
I loved high school, like, very much so. I thought it was so much fun. But, yeah, I do think there was probably, looking back, some competitiveness. I don't really, like,
tend to focus on anyone else. Right. So I'm kind of just like, I'm still
flabbergasted that you went to school with all those people.
Yeah. So they weren't like those people at the time.
So like my question is like, because when I went to high school, we'd have like high school parties. Yeah. We would always hang out. Like, did y'all do that as well?
I remember like specifically there was like a party in Malibu. And at the time, Gigi had just started modeling. Mm-hmm. And she's just so tall.
Yeah.
And she wore like 5-inch heels. And I just remember like the average height of the... And she was, I guarantee, like full grown. Like, I don't think she grew since then. But not everyone was full grown back then. The average like height of the party was this. And there was just this giant girl and like towering over her. Right? She's beautiful, but... I was like, oh my god, she's so tall.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Oh my god, I could just
imagine. This school, like, you think to this day there's like that like roster of kids at this school? Like,
I don't know. I would be like intrigued to see who's there now. It's just so weird. Like, 3 Victoria's Secret models came from my school. Like, right. From my, like, when I was there, like in the like 4 years.
Like, what an alumni.
Yeah, it's super weird. But I'm sure there's other people. Yeah.
Is the term, I don't know, if this isn't offensive, is it? But like nepotism babies, is that?
What does that mean again?
It's like you're the son or daughter, or you're the kid of someone who's famous.
Yeah.
Like, go to your school?
Yeah, that's pretty much all of them, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know there are schools that are like that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Where like, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Fun fact, Bella had like a super deep voice back then.
Really?
Yeah, I remember buying her a sandwich because I thought she was like beautiful, and the chef would make me. He like really liked me specifically, and he would make me like specific sandwiches. So like if everyone just got like a patty melt, he would give me like a patty melt with like avocado and onions and like all like extra stuff, tomatoes. Like, and then my friends would ask me, he'd be like, "No, I like loved it."
Yeah, I can't. So I was like,
"Do you want a special sandwich, Bella?" And like, she was like, "Sure." And I just remember I got a hander, and she said, "Fucking rad, dude." And I was like, "What?
Whoa." Like,
yeah.
Bella.
But now I see it. I don't know her anymore, but now I see interviews of her and her voice is all like, "Hello, hi." Mm-hmm. And
she's like, so elegant.
I'm
she's
like,
so
wow, elegant. Things changed.
Yeah. About to be in Paris?
Yeah. No. But she was always beautiful and very nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So on set, like, obviously you worked with Jamie Lynn Spears.
Mm-hmm.
How was that? Like, how was she? Because I don't know if you know, and like, we don't just touch on this slightly, but I did, like, when I first came out to LA, I was part of like the Zoe 101 reboot, like,
oh yeah, I know,
trailer thing. Yeah. What do you know about it?
I know everything.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't think you know everything.
I don't. I don't know anything.
You know. I don't know anything.
I said yes, and I was just like, Zoe 101 reboot, like.
Yeah, I said no.
Really?
Yeah.
I played Logan.
I know. Didn't you serve him sushi? Or no, he served you. Yeah.
He served me.
Which I think is weird. No, like, obviously you're awesome, but
yeah.
Like, I was
thank
like,
you.
She has the cast serving other people?
Yeah, I think it was like, and then like, I don't know. I thought of it as like, oh, it was just cool. Cause like they all had like Chase from the show was there. Like all these, like all of the like
original
cast. It was kind of cool.
It was a weird experience. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm so sorry. Who served who sushi?
Your crush.
Yeah,
served him sushi. She had him as a waiter for Sushi Rocks.
Yeah, kind of like a passing down the title.
Yeah, thing? That's what I think she wanted. Like, I think she wanted like him and Dixie to be like the new Quinn and Logan.
What do you know about it? Because I don't know.
It's hot here.
I kind of just said yes, and I was like. Yeah. This sounds so cool. Like, of course, I'd love to be. And then I met Jamie Lynn, and she was a doll. Like, she was so that's sweet.
Good. That's nice.
Yeah,
that's cool. You know, my experience was different.
Okay.
We got contacted. Well, so like we did an episode of All That with Nickelodeon,
gotcha.
And it was like it was a reunion. It was amazing. Everyone was cool. Even Nickelodeon was like, "Oh, here we're gonna see like a lot of you." So like, yeah. There was definitely talks of like a real reboot happening. With your instance, with the Follow Me music video, she contacted us with actually this set designer who does like Madison Beer, art director, I should say, Madison Beer's music videos and stuff. And she's like, "We're doing a like theme song. We're rebooting it. You know, this is gonna be what it is for the show. Like, it's gonna be huge. We want you guys a part of it. You'll have like creative control of what you want to do. I want it to be collaborative." I was like, "Oh my god, this is amazing! Like, yeah, hell yeah! Cool. Here's the reboot's like it's really coming full." Steam. So like weeks went by, And I'm like, so when do we start like talking about what we're going to do and like what our characters get to do and stuff? And she's, oh, we'll let you know. We'll let you know. And then it's like the week of, still nothing. It's like 3 or 2 days before, still nothing. I'm like, so I have my like team reach out. I'm like, I don't even know if I should be sharing all this. I have my team reach out and like, they're like, what's he so worried about? He'll probably just like ride a scooter or something. And I was like, weird tone, but
They said you'll probably just ride a scooter.
Yeah, she's like, why does he care? He'll probably just like end up riding a scooter or something.
And like, I was like, in the music video.
Yeah, it was Jamie Lynn's publicist said this, and I was like, rude. But I was still like, okay, like let's see. We're supposed to have creative control. Like that's what was like told to us. But if like I'm doing something cool or like I can figure it out, that's fine. She was, and it just. It kept feeling weirder and weirder. They wouldn't give us information. So I had my team reach out to Nickelodeon, and then we found out basically like Nickelodeon wasn't a part of it at all. And it wasn't a real reboot thing. They were like, she's doing her own thing. This is all on her own. And I was like, oh, I was totally under the impression.
She's a suspect.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. That makes things different. And then like, if you notice in the video, like all the logos and everything, they're not the actual logos, like reversed, or like there's things that they're all changed like avoid copyright. And I decided like the day before, I was like, I'm not gonna do it. One, I don't even like, she didn't even send the script out. I wasn't gonna know what I was gonna do. She didn't give me creative control like she talked about. And then on top of it, wasn't even Nickelodeon endorsed. So I was like, what is this? Like, I'm not comfortable. So I bowed out. She also said like, there was like no budget for it or anything. And then all you guys were doing, I don't know if you got paid or anything, and you don't need to tell me, but, but I was I assumed you would get paid.
It was more of like an organic, like, of course, like, I'd love to be a part of it. Yeah. And they're like, there'll be a fee and all that stuff. So I got paid, but it was like, it was more for the experience.
That's amazing. Zoe 101 cast. I just want to say I told you. Because I was like, she literally is like, I'm sorry, there's no budget for the cast at all. And we were like, everyone, we're in a group chat together. And they're like, nothing? Like, and she's like, I'm like, but don't you have like JoJo Siwa and like Noah Beg and everyone? And she's like, they're all doing it on spec. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm pretty sure they weren't. But like, so it was just lie after lie. And then I was like, good luck.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
I did not know it was that deep. Like, I was wondering. I was like, where's Dustin at?
My team is the one who actually was like, please don't do it. I was really conflicted because I wanted to be a part of it. Yeah, I wanted to make fans happy. Everyone's been talking about reboot. I didn't really know what was going on. It was very confusing. But they were like, don't be a part of it. Like, trust me.
I'm
like,
glad you did
it. It's their job to like look after you. It was interesting what you said about like the logos, because there's a few things that like I remember specifically from like Zoe 101, and I was like,
that looks
is this
different.
Like the Mandela effect? Like,
it's like that TikTok sound. This is suspicious.
I was like, wait.
Yeah.
This looks a little different. But I was like,
Mandela effect.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I saw it wrong. Like, I was young.
I don't know what her goal was. I just like, I feel like it could have been done well, even if it wasn't Nickelodeon related.
Yeah.
And I just feel like she didn't give the cast a chance to shine, which I feel like the show is like a cast show. Like,
yeah,
even 100%. Though it's Zoe 101, it's like everyone remembers like the whole group.
Yeah.
And especially she kind of just, I don't know, she took the reins, and I kind of feel like, she wouldn't even pay the cast. It's wild. I was like, you're literally, and the other thing, so we did all that, and I don't know if you know who Kristen Herrera is, but she plays Dana. She was on all that, and she was in the group chat. And when she contacted everyone about this music video, she contacted her. Like, we were all in a group chat together. And like, she was like, I want everyone. And then the week of, she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And this is what went. I was like, you're like crazy. She goes, we don't have enough budget for you. I'm like, we're not even getting paid.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't have budget? You're having us all do it for free. And our cast actually fought. So like, there's like group chat of us being like, it's not fair to her, like, you need to have her on set. And she's like, sorry, we just don't have the space for it. And I was like,
what? The space or budget at this point?
And like, that's what I literally typed in the group chat, like, I can show you. And I was like, what do you mean, no, we don't have a budget, you're not paying us,
right?
So it's just weird stuff like that. I don't know.
Interesting. I did not know it was that deep.
Interesting. Yeah, she's very deeper.
Wow.
There's more, but
it is. Well, did Brittany ever come on set?
Brittany did. Brittany did come on set. She's amazing. She's like literally so cool. Like,
How tall is she?
She's tall. She's not like super tall, but not like Gigi height. But she's tall. She's just so sweet. Like, I can't explain it. Like, she's just got that thing about her. And she's like, she just has such a good heart, and she's so brilliant. Mm-hmm. Like, so just like the way her mind works is not like everyone else's, but in the best way possible. Yeah. Like, I just think she's so unique and so cool. And so I've never had a bad experience with her.
So when she would come on set, what did it look like? Would she come on and like try to like, you know, help, or was it just like to chill?
It's just to chill. She would show up like with her hair tied back. She'd play like, I remember when she like played volleyball with us. She was just like super down to earth. She'd That's be awesome. Like, oh, Jamie Lynn Paul. Like,
and was this like in the, like, was this like prime, like in her career? Like, was she at her prime at this point?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sick. Yeah. Okay. That's so cool that like, she probably used the show as like an outlet.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think she's always been a person who just like likes company, likes, you know, she's like a childlike at heart, which I think is beautiful.
Yeah.
And just like, I don't know, she's just a kind person. I can't really explain it. There's just an energy about her that like,
you're just, you like, just feel like, wow.
It's gravitating.
Yeah. It's really gravitating.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's really cool. There was one time though, we went to dinner and she's a crazy driver. That's the only thing I can say. We left dinner and the paparazzi were like following her, and I had decided to drive like in her passenger seat. And I was alone for some reason. I think my mom went with her mom, and she was like, ride with Brittany. I was like, cool. She loved me at the time. I was super little. I was just like in awe of her.
Yeah.
And we're like driving on PCH and these paparazzi are chasing her and like chasing her. Like it was like, it was straight up like NASCAR driving, like chasing in a movie. I was like,
it's not like Hollywood.
She was a great driver though. She didn't crash, but I was like, oh my God, this is crazy that you're actually doing this. She was like,
she's like, we gotta lose him. We gotta lose him.
Am I gonna die with Britney Spears in the car? Like,
this is so. Wow.
Two dead bodies found.
Honestly, I would kill for a GoPro of your entire life.
Could you imagine?
Perfect. Yeah.
Jesus.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You were in a fucking high speed chase with Britney Spears.
Yeah,
that's pretty insane. So with like obviously the success of the show, like it was crazy successful. How did that affect, like, obviously with school? Obviously, it didn't make a huge difference, but in public, like, did you start getting recognized as a kid? And you were like, what?
Yes, I like love being recognized. I don't know if I know some people are like, I hate being a celebrity. Yeah. Like, I hate when people come up to me. My take on it is, like, if you take time out of your day to, I'm just like a normal person, but like, if you take time out of your day to be excited to see me, like, that is such a blessing. Like, and how can I 100%. Not be excited?
Right.
Like, I just, like, I see people's faces and, like, I don't even know if I deserve it. And it's just like, they look at me like, oh my God, I can't believe it's you. And I'm like, I'm just me. But like, this is so sweet. Like, they make my day. Like, they always like,
that's the best. That's
and I just think it's amazing. Mentality. So, like, even from the beginning, I've always had that mentality. But, like, yeah, it did get crazy. Like, I remember I went on a field trip with my class, and they had to shut down the field trip because I got mobbed. So it was, like, literally, like, a mob of kids just, like, blocking, and, like, the teacher would be like, moo. Like, they were, like, bodyguards at that point. They're like, excuse me, you have to get to the bus. And I'm like, hey, bye. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I was, like, a huge smile on my face. I'm in, like, the bus. I'm like, oh, that's so great.
Where was the field trip? Please tell me.
It was a World War II reenactment. Or not World War II. World War I? It was a Civil War reenactment. Okay. That's what it was.
Some cosplay.
It was like, so you go schools. And you like pretend like you're in the Civil War or whatever.
A little LARPing.
We weren't there for very long. Like the battle started and they were like, wait a second. Is that Dustin? And I was like,
you're like on the front lines.
Like, shoot them all. Yeah.
That's funny. Wait, so of all the co-stars, not even Zoe. Let's stick Zoe 101 just to make it more.
We could do both.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, who do you still to this day, like, or if do you keep in contact with any of them?
Kristen, I actually like. Oh, she's just the nicest, most amazing person.
Really. Who played?
Dana. She played Dana. She's just so kind. I still keep in contact with her. She's a really good friend. And then Victoria. I'm really good friends with Victoria and her sister Maddie. And we hang out all the time. She's she's super awesome as well.
That's
she also
awesome.
Didn't do the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw that. I totally forgot. Like, I rewatched in preparation for this podcast, obviously. Yeah. But I remember, like, I was huge into Zoe 101. And I, like, totally, like, forgot that Victoria Justice was in it. Because,
I know. Yeah.
Like, when you watch it, I'm like, that's Victoria Justice.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it. I kind of find myself thinking the same thing. Like, I just see her like as a normal person. So, but like, even when I like think of her career, I forget that sometimes that she was on our show. It's really weird. Right. I have that feeling as well.
Because if I see a picture of Victoria Justice, I'm like, Tori Vega. That's Tori Vega.
Yeah.
And, because. Well, I mean, with the success of Victorious and everything, like, it's just, I don't know. It was just crazy to see her. And, the episodes I was watching for Zoe 101, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
So, that was cool. But that's awesome that you guys still hang. Because you guys are you guys close in age?
Yeah, she's only a year older than me. So, we're the closest in age out of the cast. I think the rest is, 3 years or 2 years older than me. And then maybe one is four.
Cool.
But,
cool.
Yeah, we're the closest. And her sister is, a year younger than me, I think. So, we just all...
out. So cool.
Yeah.
What's a normal hangout for you? What do you guys do?
What do we do? I mean, the last time we hung out, we went to a music festival. We went to so day cool. trip for the 4th of July, and it was it wasn't this 4th of July, but the last 4th of July, and we just took a party bus and got a group of friends and enjoyed the festival.
Gotcha.
But then usually that wasn't the last time. I went to dinner. We just go to dinner or do basic stuff.
People love dinners.
Yeah, we go to sushi a lot. Dinner. We just go to. We don't do that. We're not that exciting. Yeah, that was the so cool honestly to hear, the festival. I've hung out with her hundreds of times, and I'd say the festival was the most crazy we've ever been together. I was like, wow, we're getting out of our show.
Yeah,
look at us. Festivals will do that to you.
They would do that to you. The festivals will bring out everything.
Yeah, we were on each other, people's shoulders. Yeah. We were and I was like, look, we're so free.
So, all right, before we jump into your next ventures in your career.
Yeah.
I have one last question about Zoe 101, because this was just an odd stat to me. And I was just wondering if there's any correlation here with anything. Season 1, 2, and 4 were all 12 to 13 episodes, but then season 3 got 23 episodes.
Yeah.
Why was that?
I think, if I remember correctly, but I'm not 100% sure, they ordered it because they wanted two seasons, back to back, because it was so popular. It was the number one show at the time.
And they just crammed the only
it was
one?
It even beat Hannah Montana in ratings, I think. And they were we need more of this. So they crammed it. They were we need just to crank this
right
out. So I think that's why. Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, a lot cool. of I'm sure people would think they rushed it or anything because Jamie Lynn got pregnant or whatever,
right?
That's actually a false rumor. So we finished the show before she announced or got pregnant, so the show actually it was always gonna end at that point.
It just happened.
Yeah, our contracts were up. Yeah. And she didn't want, I don't know if she knew anything, but she didn't really want to do the show anymore. She wanted to go back home or do movies and venture out into different things. So we ended the show naturally. That was all written, planned. There was no rush. And then before the last episode aired though, she had that cover of I'm pregnant, and then everyone thought it ended because of that, just hadn't finished airing. But we had finished the show. Oh, wow. Our contracts were done.
Thank you for clearing that rumor.
That's a big rumor.
Yeah.
And everyone's always
it just happened.
I give credit where credit's due. People will bag on her and be like, oh my God, she ruined the show. She didn't. Yeah. So I will give her that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Queen. Also, came to my attention, Austin Butler was.
Yeah.
He did a little guest star, cameo.
Yeah, he was I think reoccurring on the last or the last three and four season, I think.
How was that? Did you think that kid would ever grow up to play Elvis?
I mean, not that specifically, but he is so nice, and he was almost too nice.
Did he have that?
Yeah.
Did he have
perfect?
Did he have that?
Yeah,
thing
him actually. Yeah. Literally.
Oh, stop that.
No, legit. Knows exactly what to say. Perfect white teeth.
Wow.
He was so kind. I there's not a single flaw I can say about him. And I'm not just saying that because he's Elvis now. Literally, everyone always used to talk about it. We'd be what? He's a robot. He's just so nice and
that's
so perfect.
Cool.
And he even had a newscaster voice at the time, hello. And it wasn't his Elvis voice. We were all kids, so his voice was really deep and everyone would talk about him. But he was so professional. And I was He was so cool.
Well, what's the catch?
Yeah, I know. That's where my brain goes. I don't know if I'm dark. I'm like, I'm on to you, okay? There's something fishy. That's so funny. Like, what are you hiding, Noah? But no, I think he's actually just really nice.
How old was he when he was doing the guest star appearances?
I think he was probably like 15, 16.
Did he have at that age, did he have that it factor? Did he have that thing where you're like, oh, he's going to do something big one day? I mean, kind of everything that you just kind of described.
Is it bad if I say no?
Wow.
I don't, early. It was early. I don't think I necessarily was like, he's going to be a star. Like, I will say, Miley, mm-hmm. I remember being at the Kids' Choice Awards, and, I saw her, and there's just, she's beautiful in Hannah Montana, but, she just, glows this, unnatural glow, and I was that girl is there's just something about her, and it's not sexual or because I had a crush or anything. I just remember seeing her, it was this otherworldly person.
Yeah,
and I was
the moment.
I didn't have that with Austin. I mean, I don't know why. He's super kind, obviously. He's perfect, super talented. But I didn't, maybe because he was just so down to earth, to be honest. Right. He really was. He was not pretentious. There is no heir to him. He just was really cool, nice. I feel like I could have just been best friends with him. Yeah. So I don't think my mind went there necessarily, but obviously he's a star.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
just more comforting than anything.
Yeah, he's and maybe that's why he is a star, is because he felt I don't want to get weird, but felt home. He just felt a normal guy that's so kind, and so you trust him. I would talk to him. He's super cool.
Right.
I feel I could hang out with him.
Right.
Maybe that's
why. Somebody you can confide into.
He was out of everyone, actually. He was just so nice.
Well, that's so cool.
Yeah.
It's giving Noah.
Yeah.
Stop.
So when you watch the show back, does it feel weird? Is it nostalgic vibes?
I feel like I look like a little alien, you know? I'm like, who is that? and everyone's just, I think it's weird because we look so young, and mm-hmm. I'm just like, wow, we were really that young, because it feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
So I look and I see everybody, including myself, and I'm like, that's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Sick. That's awesome. Okay, so the show ends. Zoe 101 ends. How old are you at that time?
14, I think.
14?
Yeah,
okay.
Or 15, around there.
Was there any part of you that was a little what's next? Did you have anything set up? Did you know what you wanted to do?
No, I think, looking back, I'm kind of, dumb. I was I just feel like I finished, and I was life is good.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I, had no thought process. Now I'm a little more okay, this equals that. I should do this to get here. Back then, I just, I don't know. I was oh, I'm so excited to, be back at school with my friends.
Right.
I didn't really have any cares. I just
You're also still 14.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I didn't have to pay rent.
Yeah, 14, literally.
Yeah, but I didn't take it really seriously. I mean, I still don't think I do. I just, my whole goal with doing everything that I do is I just want to have fun. I'm not enjoying it, if I do what I do because I love it, and if I'm not having fun and it becomes too stressful or too hard, then I don't want to do it.
Right.
I want to just, obviously there's not everything you do is sunshine and roses, gonna be hard times. But at the end of the day, if I'm I really enjoy doing, I love being on this podcast with you guys. So I
love that.
I know I'm doing the right thing. I'm having fun with you.
Awesome.
I just think then if you're having fun with your job, then it makes life enjoyable.
Doesn't even feel like a job.
Exactly.
If I recall correctly, you have a movie that just got announced today.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It just dropped today, actually. Yeah. It's on PureFlix. It's called Strong Fathers and Strong Daughters. And it's weird. It's kind of like a Disney Nickelodeon, actually, I think it's just Disney, but a Disney cast. So it's
sick.
It's Coach Bolton from High School Musical.
Okay, yeah.
Is the lead. And then Selena Gomez's mom from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah.
Love her.
Yeah, so it was and I didn't know it when I signed on. I just got to set, and I was like, oh, what's up?
I recognize you. There's still that rivalry. You're like,
yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. And, no, everyone is so nice. That cast of the movie I just did. Oh, and Blake Lively's sister's in it.
Sick. Oh, wait, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just everyone. But again, everyone was so nice on that set. And the director is just incredible.
How long ago did you film it?
I filmed it in
I want to say November.
Okay.
Yeah. So not too long.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick turnaround.
Yeah. Almost fast.
Yeah.
So you do a lot. Acting.
Yeah.
So like, well, what about music?
Yeah. Yeah, I do music. I actually, by the time this airs, we'll have a music video for an old song of mine called Nothing.
Perfect.
And it's a pretty dark song. It's like definitely different than
the Define beginning. Dark.
We can watch it.
I'm
down
for a watch. I'm down for a viewing party. Never gonna define dark. Is it like depressing?
Yeah.
Wait. So when did like your music interests spark?
I always liked to sing. Like I would sing on set.
Ever
like
since Drake.
Yeah,
ever
Drake
since
would Drake bring me. Yeah, up. I think that was a big moment, honestly. But I always wanted to sing. I actually even went to UCLA for like vocal performance.
Really cool.
And just really got into it. But with this song in particular, I worked with a music producer, and he's like a pretty big music producer, but he ended up being really shady and like trying to extort me for money. I was like, what? And so I lost all my music that I worked with him. I worked with him for like a year because like he's bad
person. Shady, yeah.
But I stopped doing music, and I was really depressed, and I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to do anything. Like, I lost all my work. I'm so sad. Like, and this music producer was just like, you know, come in the studio, let's do something. And we made this, and it's about feeling, having no feelings because you're so low.
Gotcha. How many songs do you have out right now?
I have two originals, and then I have a couple covers. But I have like a whole little EP that is nice. In the works and coming out. So I have this song. I have three originals that are out. But I have this song and a music video that's coming out, or it will be out when you guys watch this. But I have another song called Horses that's coming out August 19th.
So nice. Cool.
Yeah. That one's my favorite.
Moving forward, do you want that to kind of be like your thing, being like actor musician hybrid?
Yeah, like I think like, you know, Jared Leto vibes would be dope.
Sick. Okay.
I get bored. I don't want to just
I just need to act.
I love to create. So I also like direct. Like I directed this music video with my co-director Jason Casey, and I have a production company, so I make music videos for a bunch of different artists.
Wow.
And direct as well. Because I just like to create stuff and tell stories. Like that's my favorite thing. That's why I act is to like tell the story of the character. My songs are my personal stories, music videos for other people. I just want to like create.
Yeah. So cool. Let's give it a watch. Don't do it. My breath, count to 10. Backwards, breathing, I'm sinking in. I'm a hazard, rings around my eyes like a package. Drowning to myself, I can take it. Pushing all my friends away. Damage, I'm fine until I'm not okay. Manic comes in like the open window. Creeping across the floor to my pillow. That's a little
sickening.
Thank you.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Thanks. It was a fun one. With that one, it was interesting. I didn't like, so I have another song, Horses, coming out that I want to like put a little more into. But that one, it was an older song that I was like, I started this production company, I started directing. I was like, I want a music video for it. But I didn't want to like go ham and spend like crazy amounts of money.
Right. Yeah.
So I was like, what can I do? Like, that's really interesting. That doesn't get boring. And so I had my production designer, that's the bathroom in my apartment. And he just, there's four other scenes, and he just kept redecorating the same bathroom. So it was really cost-effective, so cool. Too. And we just ended up changing.
That transition was crazy.
You're really good.
Thank you.
Wow.
The voice is beautiful.
Thanks.
What would you say is your, or who is your musical...
inspiration?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I mean, growing up, my favorite musician was Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
I, like, loved him. So I think that's where, like, the head voice falsetto comes from. I really like Billie Eilish's first album. Okay. I think, like, Darker Vibe is, like, what I like. I've taken little, you know, tidbits from that. But, like, overall, I kind of just like to go all over the place and just, like, have fun. And I don't really have, like, specific inspirations. But those two, like, I think out of everyone... have influenced me the most.
Right. How would you describe like the genre of your music?
Maybe like dark pop or like emo pop, emotional pop. Dark pop. I don't know. Yeah, like
it was sick. I liked it a lot.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do have fun songs, but even I guess my fun ones are like they have a like a little darker feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like that like I don't know. Stranger Things, darker, interesting sci-fi. Do you think, I like all that kind
of
stuff.
The pressure of TikTok is like kind of like helping you release music, or is it holding you back from releasing music? Because I know some artists that will be really afraid to release a song because they don't think TikTok is going to like it.
Yeah. I mean, I think all my songs currently, I have not geared towards like specifically like, oh, this would be a good TikTok trend.
Yeah, just go like, viral. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't. I know a lot of people who do that. Like they go into the studio with like, we need that viral moment. Mm-hmm. We need that like thing. I've never done that so far. I might, but I definitely. I don't think it's like stunned me from wanting to release or anything. I'm like a perfectionist. I've had like a lot of my songs for like even over a year. Wow. So I'm just like, I want to like clear vision and plan before I like release. Cause in the past I've just kind of like released and then my fans get really excited and then I don't release for like 2 more years. And I don't want to do that. Like once I start releasing, I want to like just be consistent about it and have a little more of like a cohesive project. But I think it's a blessing, honestly. Like I see so many people with followings and even some people with really bad songs that like they just post video after video after video and they can get that song to a million. Mm-hmm. Even it might not go mega viral, but I think it's given a platform even to people who would never have one. So I think it's kind of beautiful that TikTok is around and you don't need a record label to you can just post video after video and hope one goes viral or all of them go viral. And even if they don't, if you get a couple thousand each video, it still is better than nothing.
Yeah. Zero.
Yeah. Someone's seeing it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So when did you get on TikTok?
Like right, like maybe like a year before the pandemic. It was pretty early. I was there when it was, wasn't it Flipagram? It was something different.
No clue.
Musical.ly.
It was Musical.ly, yeah. It was Musical.ly. I wasn't on Musical.ly. There was another app called Flipagram, and I think they merged and became TikTok. And then I started right at the beginning, but I only posted like 2 videos and then I didn't post at all until it became like pretty big during the pandemic.
Do you like TikTok? Be honest.
I think I do. I think
right now, do you like it?
Right now, I think it's a little too informational. I miss the trends. I miss
the fun trends.
I miss like the goofy sounds, the ones that you burst out laughing, even the like dumb dances. Like I just like I miss like where the like the last like fun trend I can remember is the like the Miranda Cosgrove one. Like,
oh yeah,
what's your favorite curse word?
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
That was
like the last time I remember being excited like about a trend. Like,
yeah.
Now it's just kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
It comes and goes in waves.
It comes and goes in waves now. It used to be trend after trend.
Which sucks because like as like a content creator, you want like to have limitless trends and you know, like never like run out of like inspiration of what to post. But then like when the trends start going, you kind of have to like either make your own trend or like do things that like maybe people want to see this, like that kind of thing. But then I don't know, like, it's nice because now, like, I like to do, like, whether it's, like, fashion videos or, like, day in the life or just, like, occasional, like, trends here and there.
Yeah.
It was nice back then when, like, you didn't really have to think about, like, you didn't really have to be creative. You kind of just, like, did the trend. And then, like, if you did it well enough with, like, your own little
spin. Yeah, I was going to say, I always had, like, a little tweak it slightly,
and then that's when it'll...
I miss that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you there's, like, you can do the vlog stuff and stuff. It's just not to be, like, that person, but they do so bad for me. I'm like...
They don't do...
No one cares about my life. They want to see this, like, figment, like, imagination, I think.
Yeah.
But now I got music to promote, so I'm like, yes, bye. Exactly. Watch my video.
Exactly. Yeah. Would you say TikTok's, like... your biggest promotional thing for your music?
Like, I haven't used it yet for music. So all my past music, and I have like a couple million streams and stuff, but I just, it's more like Spotify playlists and stuff like that. But I did do, not, this song actually was on a TikTok playlist, I think. And it helped for sure. But I'm like the worst with just posting in general. Like, I'm like, I want to be like, you know, that cool indie boy that's like, I post like once a month, maybe. but yeah, I don't post, and I should. I'm gonna start. This is gonna inspire me.
I say just post whatever.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Yeah,
I don't really like to overthink it.
No, I don't overthink it either. I just, I'm like, oh, I really want to do that, and I'll do it. But like I said, there hasn't been any that things have like struck me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like,
create your own.
Yeah, exactly. Create one with me.
Okay, I got you. I'll send you some inspo.
Okay.
Literally, I want to get into these questions because this is my favorite part of any segment on top of.
I'm ready.
More so. Lighthearted, just random. Like people know who, if you sat and watched through this whole video, you know Paul Butcher now.
Yeah.
So let's dig like a little deeper in his mind. Larry, take it away.
Okay, so Paul, it's your last day on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You only have time to make one last TikTok.
Mm.
What are you making?
Oh.
It's a simple one.
Not to bring us down. Promote that song. But, Horses, August 19th.
like a signing off type thing? Like.
Yeah, I think I do like a, like, you know, it's been fun, everyone. And, you know, I think I'd go like really dramatic movie with it. Like my actor would come out and be like, you know, I'm thankful for the time I had. Like, like that kind of vibes. Like, God, you know, it's been fun, but. So, you know, after everything we've been through, I just...
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
See, this is why I've always said this, and I'm going to vouch for this. I would never date an actor because, bitch, you could be lying to me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would go real real sad. But just in case, like, you know, a civilization, like, pops up, you know, in the distant future, finds my last thing, and they're like, oh, my God, this is the last human sign-off. And I'd be famous again.
True. You actually just sparked a question that I was meaning to ask you, but I blanked out.
I'm ready.
As you being an actor, you can easily gaslit. No, you can easily manipulate.
Manipulate, oh.
Oh, fully. You can fully act that your way out of situations. Have you ever used your acting skills to get yourself out of, like, sticky situations or to get something you wanted?
I don't think so, actually. I have to really think about this. I'm, like, really blunt.
Okay, like, I could tell.
Like, maybe to a fault.
Yeah.
I share things I, like, probably shouldn't. I, like, if someone, I don't like something, I'm like, you're being fucking annoying. Like, can you just...
That's a good trait to have.
Like, can you just stop? And I, like, I don't... I probably should be more sensitive.
Oh, better than being fake, to be fair.
Yeah, I just can't... I can't do it. I can't, like, slap a smile on my face and be like, oh,
yeah.
I'm like, please leave. Like, you're annoying everyone. Like, just go.
You're gonna be flabbergasted.
But then I, if, like, on the contrary, if someone's being amazing, I will be overly complimented. Yeah. I'll be like, you're such, like, a brilliant light in this world. Yeah. Like, I just... However I feel, I would wear my heart on my sleeve. So I feel like I don't tap into it that much.
Okay, good. I like that.
The only time it, like, maybe is, like, you know, if you go into the club or whatever, I'll put on my, like, I'm so cool. Like, and I'm not that cool. I'm, like, pretty nerdy, I feel like. But I, like, you know, I'll, like, put on, like, I think that's, like, when I'm sexy, I think is, like, the only time I'm acting, you know? Oh. Actually, yeah. I think my personality is more, like, goofy, like...
But when you're being, like,
but when I'm seductive. Yeah, when I'm being, yeah, I actually think that's it. When I'm being seductive or I'm flirting or I'm, like, in the club, I'm trying to, like, front or whatever, I think that's my acting because that's, like, not.
Yeah, and your eye contact, I mean, acting probably, like, your eye contact is probably insane.
Yeah, I do like eye contact. I love making people uncomfortable.
Yeah, because you're fucking acting.
You look a little uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Are we?
I did my first, like, ever acting thing for my movie. And I don't have acting background, we all know this. So it was me improvising, and the actors had to read their lines.
Yeah.
Chris, he was in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, cool.
Chris, what's his name?
Hemsworth?
He's not. Craig Robinson.
I'm dead.
Craig Robinson. He, veteran, duh. Mm-hmm. He pulls up, and, like, he's chilling. We're having a normal conversation, so it's time to act. Mind you, I don't know how to act. I was crying, laughing, because he was so dead-ass, and the eye contact didn't break.
Mm, yeah.
And he was yelling at me as my father, and I actually felt like I was in trouble.
Oh. And then maybe your, like, coping mechanism is to bring the humor into it. You're like, oh, my God, he's yelling at me.
Yeah, I started laughing. I was like, oh, my gosh. It was insane.
Yeah.
Back to these questions. If you were Ashton Kutcher...
I'm Ashton Kutcher? I mean, I was on that 70s show.
Damn near close. Okay, if you're Ashton, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's Mila?
Are you Mila? I'll be Mila.
Okay.
What's going on? What are we doing?
So you can basically prank anybody, any celebrity.
Okay. Who is it? Who are we pranking?
You have to help me.
We?
Yeah, because it's Ashton and Mila. I feel like they're pranksters. Pranks. They are pranksters. I was on set with them. They're super goofy, like in the best way possible.
Really?
Yeah, they're so cool.
Oh. Kind of jealous.
Yeah, they're like... to be on that. She was like, at the time, I don't know if she still did, but she like was chain smoking cigarettes and she's just like this bad girl, but she was like so nice and so cool and sexy. And then he was just like so awesome, very handsome, just like goofy, like pretend to kick my face. I was young, but yeah, they were just goofballs and they're amazing. But anyway, I digress. Yeah, who are we pranking?
Any celebrity to prank?
Who would be like, I want a reaction. Like I want something visceral, not someone who'd be like,
I try to play it cool.
Yeah. I'm someone who like break down. Mm-hmm. Who feels weak? Prank a celebrity. I mean, it's harder because do I just want to meet them?
That is true. But no. You want them
to
be...
The prank is you meeting them?
Yeah. Because I'd love to like prank Angelina Jolie then or Brad Pitt or something.
I feel like pranking... I don't know.
That's a prank as well.
That's true.
Break someone. I feel like you can.
I might like want to prank Justin Bieber.
That'd be good.
I've met him a bunch of times, and I feel like he would, you know, really take it personally.
Oh,
and probably. Not that like I want to cause people distress, but like I feel like I'd have like, you know, a rival after that or something. Oh, like,
so you're looking for beef?
Maybe a little. Okay. Like, it might spice up my life. But no, he's cool.
Horses coming out soon.
Yeah. Horses, August 19th.
It's just a diss track.
I think. I keep saying bringing her up, but maybe Miley. I feel like she would
give you a reaction.
Yeah, I feel like Miley, she would really would scream. Cool, yeah, like really be... like, or like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, what is the prank?
That's also part of the question. Up to you. Yeah. What would you do to Miley?
Oh God, I don't know.
Fun fact: they pranked each other on Pranked.
Oh,
did you know that?
I did not know that.
Wow, that's a
I
crazy
guess I just
coincidence.
Really got into
you're
character.
You're the pop culture bitch. You just know everything.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
You can't punk yeah, I love Ashton you Kutcher. Cannot punk
me. That's so weird that I would pick those two.
Rob Dyrdek as well. That's
Justin is not on it.
Wow.
This was so long ago. 2015. I never thought I'd see those two on screen together.
I'm pretty sure it started with Miley pranking Justin, though.
Yeah,
it makes sense. This is like a gotcha.
Such a genius idea to make celebrities prank each other.
Oh, I see Simon Cowell would be so fun to prank.
What's going on? Let's get it back.
Yeah,
what?
We should start.
Celebrities,
we should prank each other.
Like celebrities pranking each other?
Yeah.
That's such a genius idea.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's bring it back. That's our new TikTok trend.
No. Come on, let's prank Dixie. Let's get in the bed together.
Do a few TikToks and sell it.
Oh, hey.
Pranking, there's always a space for that.
Tell me that's not the best prank ever, though, to Dixie.
Yeah.
I would prank Dixie. 100%.
You didn't hear my prank.
What was your prank?
I said us in the bed together. She walks
you
in.
And Dixie?
No, you two.
Oh my God. What am I doing in this?
Oh, you're walking, like you're so, you'll be Rare. Such a good.
She feels like she's in a fever dream. Me and Larry, and then all of a sudden, you. Paul just comes out.
Just come out of the bathroom in a row.
Oh my God.
Oh.
She would faint.
I would love to see that. Though. She'd be a good one to prank.
She'd be
like.
Honestly, she would give a reaction.
That note. Yeah.
But even helps out, I would know how to get a reaction out of her.
Yeah, so. Definitely.
Okay. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
A witch that casted a spell die on you, in which you have to be chosen.
Eye contact.
Okay, motherfucker.
You gotta pick up your line. You gotta pick up your line and look back at me.
No,
you know?
Can you eat him up for me? Show him your acting skills that you've been practicing for so long.
Well, you're reading a question.
Yeah,
you're reading a question.
Because he wants eye contact.
It doesn't say a
yeah, my friend,
like,
she's been going to acting
you
classes.
You gotta cold read, you know? You look down, then you look back up, you know?
Yeah.
You got this. I don't know how to do that.
One of you got to
read
gotta
it at third grade level.
One of you got to lay it down.
Lay down.
I'm just going to read the question, if that's okay.
Read it. Give us emotion.
Okay.
Give us
a witch casted a spell on you in which you have
that?
To choose.
Where's the personality? Come on.
I'm so interested in this question now.
Oh, my God.
All right. A witch kiss...
Oh.
A witch casted a spell on you in which you have to choose between getting to release an album that goes on to win Album of the Year at the Grammys or having as many kids as you want, but you only get to have one outcome.
What? I'm taking Album of the Year. I don't
yeah, who wants fuck them kids?
You don't want kids?
Can't I adopt? They didn't say I can't adopt. I don't know.
Fuck them kids.
You know.
Do you want kids?
I don't know.
How old are you right now?
28.
You don't want kids.
You know,
you don't know yet.
I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
I don't want kids.
Fair enough. You don't have to. You don't have to know.
After doing some research, kids,
I want kids. You seem disappointed. I'm sorry to let you down. It's okay. I'll think about it.
Personally, I want kids.
It's okay. You look at him blush. It's okay. I'll think about it for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You might make me change my mind.
See, I thought about it.
You
know, remember I kept telling you I wanted kids?
You want
I did
kids.
The research. But you I don't want kids no more.
What's the research that you did?
Oh, it's crazy.
Oh, I want to know.
Oh, it's crazy.
Undercover boss style?
The amount of money you have to spend on kids?
That's what I'm worried about.
Are
as
you
well.
Kidding me? Yeah, I don't even like spending money on myself. Mm-hmm. Fuck school. I'm going to teach my damn self.
Mm-hmm. That's what I, that's like well,
public
actually.
School.
It's just
I
like.
I don't want them to go to public school. Not that there's anything wrong.
First of all, the
school.
Teenage years.
I'm a product of public school.
Yeah, you turned out great.
I'm a public school. I loved public school. It shapes you into character. The trauma and builds
just
into
throws you
funny,
in real
you
know? Life. I just like, bam.
No, my personality. I would want to like spoil them slash give them like the best, even though if it's not like the right thing or like they need more character or whatever. But I just would want like to constantly give them the best. So I'd have to be like, I'd have to have my album of the year and be filthy rich.
Exactly.
And then I'd be like, okay.
But also the scary part is
bring
that
kids in the world.
Yeah. Like, no matter how good of a parent you could be, your kid. There's a 50% chance they can always be like a bad kid.
That's true.
Like, no matter how good of a parent you are.
Yeah.
Well, which also, is scary.
I don't know. Yeah. I think they'd turn out great. I just like, I don't know. Like, the world's scary. Like, I don't know if I want.
What if my kids are, oh.
I don't even know if I want. Like, no, that's too dark. Yeah. We're not going to go there. That's not true either.
I saw this TikTok the other day. I saw this TikTok. And I don't know if it'd be better to, I'll just.
Go for it.
I have an idea of
speak
like,
your
how
truth.
It went.
Yeah.
But it was so like.
Look, he sat up. He's giving us personality.
It's so. Funny, like the way he said it, and like I won't be able to say it the way he did, but it, basically the gist of the whole TikTok was like, all right, so my parents had the audacity to like fiddle their private parts together, and then I just had to like make them proud, and like, like now I all of a sudden have this obligation to like
that's so
do
good
well for myself in this world. It's like
I like that.
I did see that.
Like it's
I
kind
like
of
that.
Funny to think about. It's like
that is so funny.
You,
actually,
like you're literally on this earth because. Parents had sex.
You
and
can
then,
say it. You can
yeah.
say it.
Why do you get so nervous?
How old are you?
I'm thinking for the family. I'm like, they're old enough, I think.
Oh,
they've
you're
grown
so
up with
cute.
Us.
You got this.
Yeah.
Big boy words.
So, I just find that funny. That's like.
He always gets so uncomfortable when he talks about anything that's not R-rated.
I mean, it's sex. It's beautiful. You gotta love your body, Noah.
Yeah, of course. But
he's like, can this please end? This is how, this is it.
I've never seen him this red.
I know.
I'm not that red.
It's the Hawaii tan.
True.
We'll go with that.
Paul, Lorraine. I'll do the plugging for you. Horse is coming out when?
August 19th.
Period. Follow on where?
At Paul Butcher.
And what's your sign?
Aquarius.
We don't claim
Aries.
That. Plugging that was a test.
Girl, I'm plugging the sign.
He needs to show awareness for his Aquarius.
Yes.
They're
let's
not
unite.
That bad.
I haven't met that many Aquariuses.
This is why they hide.
Yeah, they hide.
They ghost. They're why do y'all ghost?
They're all floating. I don't ghost. I'm super communicative.
Okay.
Really?
Well, then I lay it. Fucking text me back.
Yeah.
Damn.
I feel like you ghost. Actually, no, you've ghosted me, actually.
What have I ghosted you?
I don't know. Where's my phone? Give me my phone. I'll show you.
And honestly, he's not wrong because you ghost.
This I promise I don't ghost.
You'll ghost like
gonna,
read
I can show you a bunch of texts about y'all. Maxwell works me like a mule. I'm just never like present.
A mule?
Let's yeah. see. It's not that bad. I forgive you. Preemptively.
Yeah, call
scared
him out. Put him in his place.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. It's okay. You were busy. You're being Noah Beck. Let's see. Bro, where did you get this fit? It's too fly. I legit want it. And I sent you your video. And you left me hanging. And I still don't
you
have that fit.
Red?
Do I?
It, no, he didn't even
oh,
read it. He didn't even read it. But
I'm
he
so
wanted
sorry.
Me on his podcast.
Guys,
it's okay.
It's not what it looks like.
Yeah, we're.
I would he can vouch for me on this. To be fair, my number was leaked like a year and a half ago.
That's actually probably right when it was around.
And I never got it changed or anything, so I kind of just like rolled with the punches for a little and like got a ton of calls. And then
it's fine. Everyone knows that Noah's fake now.
No,
it's okay.
And then I had this setting. And I set up this setting where it like silenced all like.
No, he's actually super nice.
Calls.
Oh yeah, yeah. Go
your
watch.
Movie.
Yeah, go watch my movie. And then my.
Where
new
can
music,
they watch it?
On PureFlix.
PureFlix. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a Netflix, but
please pure, give it a good pure. Rating.
And my music video for Nothing. I'd love it if you guys checked it out.
So you've been talking about horses a lot, mm-hmm. but yeah, me and Noah haven't heard it yet. Can we like, get like a little sneak peek, please?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. We. I think. Yeah.
Turn that shit up, DJ.
Let's do it.
Waiting by the window, not really looking out. Stuck in a reflection, it's hard to talk about. Cause they all got ideas now, I'm tired of hearing them out. Muting crowds in the background, well I'm figuring out that they're all needing their horses. Dead and dehydrated, and it really makes me think that everyone's drowning their horses, riding in the river, asking them to drink.
Drink.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you so much.
Oh, I could vote for this.
That's what I kind of like was going for. I could picture it like at Coachella.
Yeah,
sick. And I'm tired of running away from the crowds in the background when they're staring at me. They're all leading their horses, dead and dehydrated, and it really makes me.
That's cool.
Thanks. Oh, okay.
Riding in the river, asking them to drink.
Drink.
Wow, that's sick.
Thank you so much. You're hearing it first.
We're the first to hear it. Oh, play.
Oh, you're insane.
This production is insane.
Thank you.
You're sick.
It's
got like that house vibe. Yeah. So cool. Oh, bitch. She's not an outro.
You gotta have a good outro.
Outro, bitch. Oh, I knew it wasn't over. I knew it wasn't over. I said my girl's still going. Oh,
and that's about it. See that, like, I immediately envision some, like, really sick, like, travel montage. Or, like, some kind of, like, cool, like, compilation montage type thing.
Yes, help me come up with a trend, because I, like, literally, I made this song, like, 2 years ago, actually. So I have no idea what to do for it or anything.
It's so cool. It's great, like, it talking to you and then hearing you on that. Like, it's just, it's so crazy. Like,
thank you. You're a talented one, I swear.
Thanks, I
beautiful
appreciate
soul.
It.
Also, beautiful send me soul. That.
I will.
Take a bath to that or something.
He has it.
But wait till it's out so you can give me plays.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and we'll link it below. And then Paul, thank you so much for coming
thank
on.
Thank you. I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, of course. This
Paul,
is so
doing
cool.
My first handshake.
What an honor.
Of the day.
I would love to.
What an honor to be your first
thank you.
Unscripted podcast.
Yeah,
what
I feel like
honor.
It got a little wild, but
yeah, crazy.
It got fun.
I gave you a lot. You can run with it.
This is just the beginning. Wait till this podcast ends.
But yeah, I mean, thank you guys so much for watching. Give this video a thumbs up. Subscribe. Turn the post notifications on. Comment. What should they comment?
Oh.
Give them something to comment.
Horses.
Yeah.
Comment horses. A breedable horse.
Comment giddy up. Comment
giddy,
giddy
up.
Up.
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
I like that.
Everyone comment giddy up.
Giddy up.
Oh, we're done here.